triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans. Wherever you are, once again, around this planet Earth, I must welcome you this very morning to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra Live AM transmission on this very day, the 23rd day of December in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is very close to 5 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. It is the same number of minutes past 7 a.m. in London, in England. The same number of minutes also past the top of the hour, wherever you are. Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is listened to right across the face of this very planet simultaneously. That means at the same time, we are live, we are direct, and how you know it is a live program is by looking at your time. If you look at your time this very minute, it will read very close to 6 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. For some of you on the western fringes of this very world, I mean Canada, USA, Mexico, Venezuela, Ecuador, in Chile, in Argentina, in Brazil, those of you in Trinidad and Tobago, the ones in Jamaica, and all of those islands of the Caribbean, now is your night time. But whatever time it is where you are, everybody at the same time must be registering nearly 7 minutes past the top of the hour. That is how you know we are live. If the time is not the same, or if the announced time is way outside what you expect it to be, then you know it is a repeat program, because we do repeat our programs sometimes. This is your radio station, your platform, this very citadel of truth, this very pinnacle of knowledge. Therefore, we welcome you because you fund Radio Biafra, you support Radio Biafra, not all of you, just few of you that do every month. And Chukwu Abiama is your God. Because you have chosen to do something that is noble, to support a noble cause. We just don't ask people to support us for the sake of it. We ask them to support us that we may go forward to do the work that is necessary, ensuring that the restoration of Biafra is as a consequence of it. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, please tell your friends and your family, tell all those around you that Radio Biafra is live and that we are direct. And given our spread all over the world, given how far and wide we listen to Radio Biafra from, including secret listeners, some of whom are now beginning to emerge. because there is nothing to be secretive about when it comes to your own freedom. What we are trying to do is to educate, to enlighten, to inform, to impart knowledge that Biafra may be able to come at last in truth and honesty, that you, listening in secret, may be able to come out and proudly proclaim your identity, that you are indeed a Biafran, that your friends will be very proud of you because you are no longer an animal belonging to a zoological republic called Nigeria. You are a free being, able to think, able to reason, with running water, electricity, very good schools and good roads. You will be able to go to work in your own country. You will be able to have the pride, the honor, and the integrity necessary for every human being to actually rise up and say, I am a human being, not an animal. Therefore, I thank each and every one of you. And for those of you that believe very fervently in the restoration of Biafra by every means available, I dedicate this very morning program to you because you are indefatigable. You don't relent. You do not retreat and you don't surrender before your enemies. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Right now, right across the face of this very planet, people are listening to us via satellite because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We have changed our frequency. I want this very issue to be hammered as much as possible. I want every coordinator in Africa, every coordinator in the Middle East, to make sure that people are aware of the new coordinates for our satellite. We are a satellite broadcaster, the only indigenous people to be able to have such privilege. We are on satellite, we are on air and online on CHK 97.6 FM. CHK 97.6 FM, broadcasting along swathes of Biafra land. We welcome you this very morning. Please, if you're using a satellite or if you have received it and you know somebody that uses a satellite, please tell them that our new frequency is 12335. Our new frequency setting is 12335. Please, we have changed. This happened on Thursday. They gave us about a day's grace. And since then, some people have not been receiving Radio Biafra. They have gone on to gossip as they would always. Very lazy people, very lazy-minded people, that we may have so that we are unanukwadinhe. We are incorruptible. You know what that means? We can never be bought over. We can never be bribed. We are above that. Reason being that Chukwu Abiama in heaven sent us, and we lack nothing. There is nothing Onyawosa can give me. You cannot come to my father's compound and take the fruits in my father's compound and then ask me to come outside so you can give me one or two of them. That is Abidio Gologo. We are beyond corruption. We are incorruptible. We are disciplined. We are studious. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We don't relent. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. We are indefatigable, which means we never get tired. You will get tired, but not us. We keep going. That is why every opposition before us or behind us have been crushed into the dust. Everything that we encounter, we steamroll over it. I said everything, regardless of who you are. The only thing you can do is to run to Nigerian police or to SSS, as Wazirike is doing, or as the informants are doing. That's all you can do, is to run to Nigerian police. That is all you can do, because you are an informant, and you will be all the days of your life. And all the idiots supporting them all over the world, you are enemies of Biafra. And as Barrister said yesterday, God in heaven knows, I will not listen to, oh, it was the devil that did it to me. I will not listen. We will be as brutal as you have been against this very restoration effort. All of you liars and deceivers, Ndiokwuasi, people who cannot open their mouth to speak the truth because they are from the entity of darkness, children of the Emirates. I call you children of the Emirates. You have come to destroy the glory of God. You have come to try to stop what has been ordained in heaven, that no man can stop, not even myself. There is nobody that can stop this very effort. This very train, it has so much momentum. If you stand in front of it, you'll be crushed. We are marching forward until our freedom comes. There is no rest. There is no reprieve. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome each and every one of you once again. I will ask you to welcome those around you. We are on air, CHK 97.6. We are online, radiobiafra.co, tunein.com, ipob.org, rblworld.tv. We are everywhere. Even if you are lost, just go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. You will be able to find us. We are incredibly formidable. And we don't stop. And to all of you volunteering all over the world to serve your country or to help support this very army, you must continue to do so. All we are trying to do, we don't want to lose this very war again. We lost before because we were ill-prepared. We know that our poor preparedness or poor state of preparedness owes very much to the fact that we are not accustomed to fighting for our freedom. We always took it for granted, but not anymore. The enemies have come, the enemies of Chukwu Abiama. They have come to kill us. They have come to enslave us. They have come to Islamize. They have come to destroy our crops in the farm. They have come to rape our women. They have come to, humiliate our mothers. They have come that we may no longer be able to be worthy to be known or referred to as the children of God. That is why this work is ongoing. That is why we remain relentless. That is why, by His grace, Chukwu Abiama will have mercy upon us, which is why, as always, we offer every prayer, every morning and every night, to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, Ekekere Eluigwe na Uwa, that we name the market day Eke after, because on that very day, He made the heavens and the earth. Ekekere Uwa, that is the meaning of Eke market day. We thank the Lord of hosts and the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, for His mercy upon our lives, how He has sustained us and His children all over the world, this very indomitable family of Biafrans in their respective places of abode, answering to Biafrans wherever they are, but together as one unbreakable family, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. People may want to copy us, they are welcome to do so, as imitation is the best form of flattery. That is why they are mushrooming everywhere. And the more the mushroom, the more we give glory to Chukwu Abiama. The more people recognize what we have done. Because without Radio Biafra trailing this very blaze, nothing else will exist. We have made truth the watchword of our people. People now can discern between Eziokwu na Okwuasi. Now they know. We never wanted to be brutal. We just want to educate our people with what is happening to us. To let you understand that the best place to be in is to elevate your consciousness, your reasoning, and your understanding to a particular level whereby you can discern, you can make out light from darkness. You can be able to distinguish between truth and lies. Once you get that into a people, nobody can ever deceive them. That's what we have just done. And we shall continue to do so. These lines that are here in front of me will open. And when they open, we shall take your calls. If the barrister is disposed this morning, he's a very busy man, he should call. Sometimes when you call us and you're unable to get through, it is no fault of ours. It is due to network difficulties. Network difficulties being or manifesting the very limitations of the communications technology available to the monkeys in the Zoological Republic. This is Radio Biafra, your platform, your radio station, which you support and which you give all, for some of you, especially our principal officers of state. The number to call when our lines open remains 080-590-98137. I repeat, 080-590-98137. Alternatively, if you're calling us from outside the damnable, the very hopeless, the very entity of darkness, Ebekwensubi, which is the Zoological Republic. If you're outside the zoo and you're not a monkey within it, the number to call is +234 or 0024 805 909 8137. +234 if you're calling us from outside the zoo. 805 909-8137. We have a universal number, and that number remains +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Our march is relentless. The effort we are making is indomitably so, because if we are not, we cannot prevail. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We must proceed, therefore, to present or to bring to your attention and to the attention of humanity. We are right at this very moment. Everybody is listening. There is an important telephone number which I must make available to you. This is the number for those of them wishing to participate in providing only $100. There are two categories. The only people exempt from this are those of the Madhyabos and their friends in Germany, who will contribute more than everybody else, because that is the arrangement that they have made. Every other person will not contribute more than $100 equivalent in whatever currency that you're contributing from, which I understand in euro is about 82 euros. In pounds, I think it's about 76 pounds or so, or thereabout. In Europe, 1,000 people. In America, 1,000 people. In Africa, 1,000 people. Those of you in Africa will not contribute more than the equivalent of 20,000 naira. We want to raise 3,000 people to be able to fund, to be able to support what we are doing. We are tired of coming on air every day and reminding people of what to do. We have work to do and we must do it. We want to prepare. I don't want history to remember me as somebody that led the children of God into battle and they were not prepared. I don't want to answer that type of name. We are here to continue our march, and Biafra is going to come as a result of it. Therefore, we proceed. Therefore, we are unrelenting. Therefore, this gospel must be preached, because this is the temple and the very pinnacle of truth. Anything you hear on this very platform is gospel. It is gospel, because if you come back the next day and the day after that, it remains the same. It does not change. There is no version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, version 5, version 1000. Rubbish. You cannot see something that is white, you say it is black. You are a vagabond and a criminal, you are. Those of them possessed of evil spirit may follow you temporarily, but once the scales fall off their eyes, as those of them in the Czech Republic, they will come to their senses and they will belong to this very family. We are unstoppable. I said we are. What we have done, you can't do it. Only IPOB has ever attended UN meeting. Indigenous people of Biafra. Only IPOB answered to Biafrans very boldly and very proudly at the United Nations. That is our name. Indigenous people of Biafra. They hide to register. We don't. Who can stand up and say they have attended a UN meeting before? Who can stand up and say that they registered or they went to United Nations before? Indigenous people of Biafra, there is nobody. How many of them has been able to grant interview to foreign media till date? Nobody, apart from the people of IPUB. How many of them have gone around the world, touring the whole world, risking everything to preach this very gospel? Only IPUB. Therefore, this is the only place you can ever belong. You get two things. You will get Biafra, but also in truth and honesty. Anyana hatwashi, we don't lie. Anything you ask us, we will answer you. We do not lie. Anyana hatwashi, I said. And we can never lie. Obunyonuntu, agagibu chanyi bere chineke. You cannot stop us from worshipping Chukwu Abiama, regardless of how spiritually poverty-stricken you are. That is what I mean by when you're known to. People who are poor in the spirit. What they have is never enough. They will buy something to sell. They will sell something to buy. Buying and selling, the spirit, the demon of buying and selling is in them. They will sell anything, including their bodies. Mad, mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. By way of news headline this very morning, on this very day, the very 23rd of December 2014, there has been kind to Biafrans all over the world because we are unstoppable. We are building very gradually that it can never ever be destroyed. The last place we are now taking over is the zoo and here in Biafra land. Because we are in Biafra land, we are live and we are direct. Nothing any criminal can do about it. Britain have now increased their military support. They claim it is for pressured President Jonathan. And I'm telling Britain that President Goodluck Jonathan is not the people that make up the zoo that you created. The master is coming back once again to help the president preserve a mess that they created, the British. The reason why they are coming is because they understand what refugees are going to do to them late next year. So they want to preempt it. They are forward-thinking people. They are not like some people that claim they are Biafrans who don't want to support what we are doing. But they are just waiting. When Biafra comes, we come now. British people are very, very forward-looking, forward-thinking people. They know if they allow Jonathan to be killed and handed out of office, that refugees will flood to Britain. They don't want it to happen. Instead, they are deporting the ones who are there already. Therefore, they are sending about 100 military personnel to come and train the army people. And I ask them, NDA, Nigerian Defense Academy, what is it for? Is it not to train soldiers? That is the zoo for you, where you have wild animals. They cannot train people even in NDA. No wonder their graduates are rubbish at everything that they touch. Because instead of going to acquire knowledge, the little they have in their brain is taken away from them through very stupid way of teaching and learning. NDA means Nigeria Defense Academy. Academy means where you go and learn something. Defense Academy. Yet they cannot train soldiers. They are bringing experts from America, from Britain to help them. And Britain no doubt will be paid with one or two or three tankers of crude oil. Amazing stuff. Britain are coming back this time around to preserve the zoo, and they are doing so at their own peril. As 67 to 70 is not in this era that we live in. Things have changed. Can't you see that Radio Biafra can broadcast from everywhere and anywhere, and the whole world will listen simultaneously? Our technological advancement, of course, based on the principles laid down by Western countries, have advanced so much that you can't stop us anymore. I am broadcasting from a very tiny room, a makeshift studio, where there is no electricity, where there is no running water. But we are still broadcasting to the whole world. That tells you that your atrocities, Britain, will no longer be covered. Anything you do here will be exposed to the world. You are going there, your sons will be taken and beheaded as usual. If your child, if your son or your daughter is being sent to the zoo called Nigeria and you are a British family, you must beware, because there is every chance that your own flesh and blood will not make it back to the UK alive. David Cameron should think twice before sending people down here. We know that the British are a very proud race. They are warriors, we understand that. They are brave in battle. But this is one battle you can never win. Because the zoo is set on a course towards destruction. There is nothing man can do about it. It's an empire created by you, the British. You cannot just send 100 soldiers to try and save them. Because I told them we are only raising 100 soldiers. They are only sending 100 as well to come and save the zoo. Buhari will wipe out Boko Haram and create jobs for Sibanjo. Buhari, in effect, will tell his boys to stop killing. And how are you going to create jobs from heaven? Do you know about the conditions that will have to be prevalent for you to create jobs in an economy that is as sluggish, as backward, as bereft of any intellect as this one here? No, you don't understand. You think if you say, let there be jobs, there will be jobs, as they have taught you in the very criminal and thieving Pentecostal churches that you attend every 2 days. Anything you want will come to you. Wealth, riches, prosperity. Just to have a little faith. Just believe and it will come to you. What utter and arrant nonsense it is. Buhari will wipe out Boko Haram because Boko Haram is his creation. He will not create jobs. His creation is Boko Haram. He will stop them. Only Buhari can stop Boko Haram because he created them with the help of the Arabs, with the help of Al-Qaeda. And this is Radio Biafra. Sorry about that for the slight intermittency and disruption. We are back once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct from the bosom of Biafra land. And we are doing so in the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God. Pastor Adeboye, they have written again about him. They said, most favored spiritual son. Most favored spiritual son has jumped into bed with the devil, they are saying. That is what Yorubas do. They tell you that they are the most favored. They tell you that they are good. But they are criminals. Yoruba people are half Islam, half Shango, or is it Shango, the god they worship, and half Christian, they said. Why Chukwu Abiama will leave his chosen children to go and bless those who are worshippers of Satan? I don't quite understand. When people sit down or kneel down in front of a Yoruba pastor, I feel sorry for them and their hopeless lives. You people are evil. Anybody kneeling before a Yoruba pastor is not a child of God. If you are a Biafran, you kneel in front of a Yoruba man to pray. You will die a very premature death because you are kneeling in front of Satan. We descended from heaven. We are the children of light. There is nowhere in Yoruba land called Omo and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. There is no place called Umwezala, the king of every creation. They don't have people called Umuchukwu, the children of God. They don't have villages called Ihe, which means light. Why, therefore, will a child of light kneel in front of darkness to receive blessing? In the name of Pentecostal Church, you people are the ones destroying us. It is you people that are responsible for bringing darkness upon the lives of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. You people are the difficulties that we are having. Through you, evil spirits entered into our land. Through your mistakes, this land has been rendered desolate. Through your stupidity, you have brought the wrath of heaven upon our lives, which we are now struggling to expunge, that we may emerge victorious, and that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised forever and ever in this very land. Go to Yoruba church and you're a child of the devil. Any Yoruba Pentecostal church, you are a child of Satan. Pastor W, most favored church. Who favored him? Yoruba media favored him. Who nation has sheepishly? When we ask you to support Radio Biafra, you start to dance all over the place in your stupidity. The so-called winners or redeemed church that you go to, do you know how it was built? With media. And with this very platform, we shall destroy them completely and totally. Because they are evil people. Very, very evil. Do you think that we compromise? Do you think that we mix light with darkness? Do you know who we are? Do you think we have come like the other idiots that came? That came to deceive, to pillage, and to steal. We have come to preach this very gospel in truth and honesty. We have come to get Biafra, and Biafra we will get. Biafra we will build.
and as an inheritance, not just to our children and those unborn, but to the glorification of heaven, because Chukwu Abiam is our God.
Fools.
Yobe, Gombe, Bauchi, come under Boko Haram deadly attacks in one day. Please continue, Boko Haram. I support you. Continue what you're doing. Do you know why? Boko Haram will hasten the disintegration of this very zoo and will make our case for us. Not that we cannot do it ourselves, we can, but I want Britain to see what they have created. The monster that Britain created, this Islamic monster that they created. We are Christians then, in the name of Jesus. But those that gave us Jesus abandoned us. It was the British that came here and brought colonization, brought enslavement of people, and with it, their version of understanding or knowledge of God. And we embraced it as we are, the same way we are embracing Yoruba pastors today. Any nonsense, they don't ask. People don't ask simple questions. We are the only platform that encourage people to ask questions. And if you ask, we answer you. Don't ask questions like a chimpanzee from Enugu or somewhere else. I remember when we used to go to build the cenotaph. You'd be seeing a monkey on the tree. Some of them came down, pretend they're human beings, but they're idiots. You will see something in front of you, you'll be saying, oh, but where is it? That means you're blind. We ask you, or we encourage you to ask decent questions, reasonable questions. You cannot come, you are living with your father and your mother, and you say to your mom, who is my father? Of course, for some of you, she'll be able to say that. You know, the moon. You're asking, who is my father? But you're there living with your dad. You're calling him dad. That means you are stupid. Like seeing the cenotaph and saying, where is the cenotaph? Are you not my? Is your memory? You must be stupid. You are in a house with a man and you're saying, who is your father? You must be very hopeless. It means you don't have any brain. Nonsense. Yobe Gombe Bauchi come under attack. Courtesy of the British. They went to Afghanistan and they ran away. The reason why they are coming to the zoo, British sending 100 people, is because they think that the zoo is full of animals. Of course it is. But these animals now, they can bite, you know. They have suicide bombers. The British people did not want to leave Palestine. They were blown away by the Israelis with bombs and they ran. They went into Afghanistan. They were blown away. They were blown away from Afghanistan and they ran away. They went into Iraq, the same thing happened. The same will happen to them when they come here. They should allow us to fight this fight ourselves. The emergence of Biafra solves all your problems. I am telling the whole world today, allow Biafra to come out and all your problems with Africa will be solved, because other countries around Africa will want to be like Biafra. The same way that people are struggling to copy Radio Biafra, the same way people will struggle to copy Biafra when it comes. So you will have that competition. You won't have immigration problems anymore. I hope you have the brain to understand that. We must continue because we are indomitable. The zoo, the monkeys in the zoo, as they are sending back their children from all over Europe and Asia, they said they have repatriated over 120 illegal immigrants in Enugu. These are their... You know, when I tell you something, some of you don't understand. Some of us are very, very useless. Some of you think that I can come on air and make something up because you're a liar. Because you were born into lies. Your parents are liars. That is why you think we come and we lie. I do not lie. I don't lie. I told you that Boko Haram came to Enugu. Some of you thought, oh no, it's not possible. Where did you get the news from? They are now deporting them from Enugu. Without radio, because your ignorance will be staggering. Whatever brain you had left in you, or was you came and cleaned it up with Yoshi. If you talk too much, they will set you up to be killed. He will arrange for Nigerian police to arrest you. That was where Rita Nebog learned her own. Ndiyoshi. Nigerian police. God will destroy all of you and your families and your generations to come. watch and see what will happen to you. I said to Wasurike, you will no longer speak in public. They will write and say, Wasurike is selling plate number now in Nsukka. Not him, somebody else selling on his behalf. If you sell plate number, then Biafra will come. If you fly Biafran flag, Biafra will come. They said, and I was up and said, this Biafran flag you have on top of the tree, is it flower? Biafran flag, is it flower? Because you, this is a generation of liars. And then Atuasi, that is why when you see lies, you latch onto it. Why do you think you have so many Pentecostal churches? Because you are like Unatuasi. You were born into lies. The most wicked generation ever to exist is this very one we are in. Wicked and hopeless. Kamanega Gunoria. This is Radio Biafra, mind you. We will cure every disease. If any part of your body is paining you, you put your hand there and call Chukwu Abiama's name. You'll be healed. As was the case in Port Harcourt. Igwacha. For those of you who don't know the name. Those of you who don't know that River Niger is Orimini Ogbaro. River is Oshimini. That's the meaning of it. Some of you don't know this, do you? But here on Radio Biafra, you will learn. We teach you what no university in the world will teach you. This is the finest institution you can ever listen to. Every, even our enemies, if they don't listen, they fall sick as well. They come and they yap and they gossip, but at least they fall, if they don't listen to Radio Biafra, they start pretending that somebody else, asking, oh, where is the director? He's not talking. We can't hear him. Imagine on then there was someone. Useless bastards. We continue our work. Unstoppable. 120 legal immigrants deported from Enugu. Agramuna Agwa. They have come. And they are everywhere. The day they will rise up. Anyway, as I said, I have all these programs. If you call me and say, oh, they are killing us, I will play one Radio Biafra broadcast for you to listen to. I'm saying, Lekwanya Rasiam. I was attacked you before. You were not prepared and you lost over 6 million people. Now they're about to attack you again. Are you going to keep quiet until they come? Then you start running around. Oh, we are protesting in Sydney. We are in Antwerp. Can't you see Biafra? The world save also. You failed to save yourself. Therefore, you are an idiot. You want the world to come and save you. Here, we don't beg anybody. If you like, you support. If you like, you don't. That is your business. But our work continues. We don't give a damn. The truth is being spoken. If you don't like it, hold on. That is your business. We don't care. Oro nam ya se one na akwori efo obi mgbe nga wahim bo ohia ya na ga. I spoke Ibeku dialect. Did any of you understand what I said? Eh? You, because of me, you relocated to a place, to a virgin land. When that place was forest, did I used to go there? Simple. Doesn't matter if you support us, if you don't. We have, the same way we have secret listeners is how we have secret supporters. Don't you know that? They think we are joking. Radio Biafra can never close. Instead, we keep growing. Instead, we keep expanding. We can never stop. Never, ever, ever. Stop what? And Ayara. We can't stop. I said it is unstoppable. Nobody can stop what we are doing. Only Chukwu Abiama can. But he will not. Because if he stops us, who will worship him? Who will call him by his name? Chukwu Abiama. Konyegasiya Mama, which is the only language they speak in heaven. Some of you do not know that. You don't know the meaning of the word Mama, the greeting. You don't know. Any day you investigate, you will understand how special we are as a people. Do you think Chukwu Abiama listen to good morning, good afternoon, sir, good evening? No. Mama, that's how you praise him. Terrorism is different from insurgency. Somebody is pontificating. You know, here you have intellectuals. They cram dictionary and they talk so much people that makes no sense. That is why people drink water out of borehole. You go, you buy, you dig well, you buy sumo, you put inside it, you pump water to your house. All it takes for an entire village or town to get water is to get a sumo of bigger capacity. You see, common sense. and then you lay pipe network and then you pump water to everybody. But you would have treated it as source. But if you allow people to be sinking boreholes everywhere, when the calamity will start, Jehovah will not hear you. Because there will be subsidence. The land will be collapsing because there is no more water in the water table. And because nature abhors vacuum, the one on top and the one below must meet, thereby creating a very massive depression. Some of you don't know this, but we know. When you drink water from borehole, you get typhoid and malaria. That is incurable. Why? Because not too far from that very borehole is a soak away. Not soak away. Soak away is the name, not soak away. The soak away is there. The water percolates. That is untreated. Septic water. Septic. That is why you have antiseptic soap. Something that is against antibacterial. That's the meaning of it. When your wound goes septic, it means it has bacteria in it and will not heal. It's free. My parents paid for me to acquire this knowledge. But Chukwu Abiyama said we must give it out for free. And that is exactly what we are doing. Terrorism is different from insurgency. They are pontificating as usual. We continue. Outrage as Dangote increases cement price. Agwaramunu, the more you stay in the zoo, the more you learn how to lie. Has it been up to 2 weeks? They say cement is coming down. It's now 1,100. It's 1,000. It will not go. Not up to 3 weeks. It has gone up again to 2,000. Double the price, they said. My question is, why do you... Okay, ask yourself this morning, why do I keep lying? Go to the mirror. Look in the mirror. You ask yourself, mention your name and say, why do I lie so much? This is where they taught you how to lie and deceive people. 1 minute is 1,000 naira. Next minute is 2,000 naira. Only one person importing cement into the country. And you're telling me you people are well. You are normal? No, you are not normal. One person cannot import cement for allegedly 160 million people. In America, Dangote will be in prison for 25 years. It is called antitrust laws of America. You are not allowed to run a monopoly. That is why after a while, they bring Ibeto in. They say to Ibeto, can you bag these 2 bags of cement? Write your name on it. Or else your brothers will take us to court in America and we go to prison. They give Ibeto maybe 1,200 naira. The idiot will foolishly bag the cement for them. Don't touch their cement and Dangote will be in jail in America when he goes there. Go and check it up. Antitrust laws of the USA. If you are engaged in running a monopoly, you will be jailed upon touching or setting your foot in America. They believe in free trade. You don't know this? They are waiting for us now. When we start it now, they say, oh, we took Dangote to Africa Union. Dushi. It took it as when there is no more lies. Biafra is now a member of AU. People just lie. Okwasi, Okwasi. Oh, as Rike told you, we have observer status at the UN. People say, oh, why are you quarreling with him? He started the new modern phase of Biafra. Yes, I agree. Lucifer was the first angel in heaven. Is that correct? Are we following Lucifer today?
No.
People should reason. He published a book. This is the list of 99 countries that support Biafra. You can travel to the. Is that true? Can you not trust him? Why are you lying? Uchenna Madu, who has now repented, as I told him then when he came to kidnap me, he led the kidnap gang that came and kidnapped me on the 19th of December of 2009. And I told him as they were kidnapping me, that one day you will see what everybody saw. And today, Rike is running, because they are criminals. We are the only people who are consistent. We don't copy people. We don't emulate. Everything you see is original. Ordained from heaven. ordained from heaven. That's why we preach this very gospel. Muslims are now putting the blood of Christians in a bottle and selling them for $100,000 to other Muslim countries. You know how much they want Biafran blood? Your blood they will put in bottle as well and sell to the Arabs and say, this is the blood of our leader. Our leader could not conquer these people. This is their blood. Othman and Fode did not get here. The hordes of Islam did not get here. Now they have conquered us and this is their blood. They will take it. The same way they took the life of Ndidi. Miriam Babangida, her name is Ndidi, is that correct? They named her Miriam. Very beautiful woman. Only heaven knows the disease they gave her and they killed her off. Babangida that should have died before her is alive and the wife is dead. If she had stayed with Bongo Sikwe, do you think she would have died? No, Miriam Babangida, the wife of the arch criminal himself, Onye Ware, Ware man pretending to be Awosa. He wants to pretend to be Fulani, butterfly that thinks he's a bird. A dictator and a criminal extraordinaire. He came to this land and took another man's wife according to Islam after the war. Took Ndidi and named her Miriam Babangida. Ndidi Odogwu, is that correct? Her name is Odogwu. Ndidi. But her husband is Bongo Sikwe, the musician, very fine musician. Nana Madunye. They have seen that my wife is beautiful, isn't it? And they're conspiring to also take her. But that one is more fanatical than I am. And thankfully as well, she cannot live without me either. This is Radio Biafra. Muslims bottle Christian blood the way they will bottle the blood of those in Enugu very soon, if you don't take time. And Nsukka, you know, it's very close to them. The same way that Nsukka fell within 3 months. Not up to 3 months. They marched into Nsukka. Nzoku was betrayed at Nsukka. Nsukka betrayed Nzoku. Nzoku was killed, or at least took his own life, as a brave soldier should. From Nsukka to Enugu, 3 months. The fastest fall of any capital in the history of liberation. Is that the nonsense you want me to go through again? To start, and after 3 months, and there will say, you must be dreaming. We must be prepared. You will help us to prepare. And we will raise the finest army ever known to man. I said the finest army ever known. History will remember Biafran soldiers that fought in this very era. I said we will be worse than Boko Haram. We are not going to kill people needlessly. But this army will be defeated. If you believe in peaceful actualization, as Onyoshi and Akorunu was really Onyoshi, Onyama, forgetting that no liberation has ever come peaceful in the history of mankind, you always have to fight for it. Even when the Israelites were being peaceful in Egypt, Chukwu Abiyama fought them. He did not fight Egyptians. He even made the Egyptians to reject his will. So he fought them. People said they read the Bible, they don't know the Bible very well. I'm not a theologian, but at least when I say I preach the gospel of Chukwu Abiyama, I do so very fervently. There was no war. Chukwu Abiyama could have just said to the Israelites from Egypt, start going, nothing will happen to you. And he will put something in the mind of the Egyptians to let them go. He said no. To show you how expensive freedom is, you have to pay. Did he not kill the Egyptians when the Red Sea closed? In the Bible, they died. Even the lamb we are slaughtered, isn't it? The feast of the Passover, they put blood, isn't it? Did the angel of God come to kill all of them or not? To show you that freedom is not cheap. It is baptized in blood. You can get your freedom by closing your Changa market. The area is closed down. Locked down everywhere. Sit at home. Ndiara. If you sit at home, you get Biafra. Stupid people. And you believed him. Having wasted your useless lives without you thinking and listening. It's always too late for some of you. This is Radio Biafra. We must now proceed to bring you the news in greater detail. If you go for peaceful restoration of Biafra, Ndi and Ezuoshi telling you they're going to AU when they all they did was to give some newspaper wretched journalist 5,000 naira to write rubbish. Where is the picture of AU meeting Pora? None. Ndioshi. Any day you people start to talk this your rubbish about peaceful actualization of Biafra, you count me out. I will resign. I will resign. I don't want Biafra to come by peace. I want Biafra to come through war. If I die in it, then so be it. Then you continue what you're doing. After all, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, the senior brother died at Entebbe. Go and watch 90 minutes at Entebbe. The last person that was shot, the last person entering the Hercules plane that was shot dead is Benjamin Netanyahu's senior brother. And is it not last 2 weeks that the son went to the army? If it is you, oh, Bikolata, your uncle died in the war. Please come back, don't go. And then you become a slave to the Arabs. You don't know what is honor and dignity. But we are here to teach you what it means. The zoo must fall. So that when our children grow up and their grandchildren, when they come, they will say this very country was founded or forged in the blood of patriots. That is how you respect your country. America came through war. They fought for their freedom. Everybody fought for their freedom, including the British. The masses fought for their freedom from their tyrannical kings. They killed Charles I. Even in Britain, there was revolution. Why won't Britain allow us to revolt against corruption? Here. Ask them. I feel sorry for them. I am going to grant an interview to them one of these days. Network interview. And then you will see how quickly they will retreat into their shells. They know now. Once we speak, they run away. All that their useless questions they ask these nincompoops, it disappears. The news in greater detail. At least 100 British soldiers, everybody copies us, even the British. When we say 100, they say 100, they send 100 as well. At least 100 British soldiers will be going on a mission to train the Nigerian army to equip them better for the fight against Boko Haram sect, according to the Telegraph in the UK. It will be remembered that the UK had already sent some of its radar specialists to train Nigerian troops and sent out 3 RAF Tornado in search of the over 200 abducted Chibok girls. There were no girls abducted. We all know that by now. To train Nigerian troops. The British to Abakala Hanzo to train Nigerian troops. What is the work of Nigeria Defense Academy? It means that Nigeria Defense Academy should be closed down. If you can't train soldiers, soldiers are coming. Britain is sending you troops to come and train your own troops. It means there is no need for Nigeria Defense Academy. Is that true or false? They are doing training. Now, British military chiefs are planning to increase Britain's support for President Goodluck Jonathan, whom the newspaper described as under enormous pressure from the terrorist sect. Chai, Britain, are you going mad? Why are Europeans always insulting people like this? You are coming to support Jonathan. Is Jonathan the people that make up Nigeria? He's only one person. You are not coming to save lives. You want to support Jonathan. That is why you are coming. And we are going to support Jonathan. The people that need support here are the ordinary people, the rank and file, the masses. They are the ones that need liberation or that needs to be liberated from the likes of Jonathan. But the British people will support Jonathan because they love corruption. They benefit from corruption. Why don't you allow nature to take its course? Did you not abandon Iraq to allow nature to take its course? Why are you meddling, Britain? Why don't you stay on your own? Britain, stay on your own. We will give you oil. Oil is all you're interested in, and gas. We will give it to you. You are behaving like scavengers. The British, they behave like scavengers because they don't manufacture anything anymore. The country is very poor. Britain is poor. They live on what they have stolen from people. That is why you insult everybody by saying Jonathan needs support. Not the people, but Jonathan needs support. We need to support Jonathan. Who is he? Who is Jonathan? He's only but one single human being with all the money he has stolen abroad. What has he done? Is there any electricity under Jonathan? The answer is no. Any running water? What has Jonathan done? I ask people, name one thing he has done. Name one thing he has done. The blind leading the blind because you are cowards and idiots. That is why you support any fool. You are looking for a visa to go to America. Is Obama from your village? You believe in zoning. It is our turn, the turn of my village, to produce somebody. The America that you are begging and asking for visa to go to is the person, the mayor of that place from Umunuch. That shows you how stupid black people are. It shows you how stupid black people are. The Canada you are going to, the place you are traveling to, do you have a man from your village who is in charge of the local government area? The answer is no. You are traveling there because things are working, because the policies are good, not because of the idiot who is in charge. Only in Africa are things turned upside down. Only in Africa. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. The new troops to Nigeria may also be providing advice on military organization and technical support. A top military source told they said British military chiefs, because chief is an English word. So all of you answering chiefs in your village, do you now see? They don't answer. A chief is like a boss. That's the meaning of the word chief, somebody who is in charge. Not of a community. Not the title. You don't have the chief of Woolwich or the chief of Leicester called collect and feed or whatever it's called. One of Leicester, Chief Walter Smith. This is in the COG, black people. It is called British military chiefs. Chief is not an Igbo word. Anybody saying I am a chief, you can see how stupid you are. A chief is oh my God in heaven. Hey, black people. Hey, Iberibe warrior. They said they are trying to make, they said Nigerian army is making woeful progress. According to the British, woeful, it means the Nigerian army is useless against Boko Haram. And this is an army that defeated the finest that the world has ever known, the Biafran army. According to the French people, the French deputy ambassador said the Biafran army is the finest they have ever seen. We lost the war because of starvation, because of sabotage, treachery. Because of sabotage and traitors within, we did not kill them fast enough. I have said it before, once we commence our ground offensive, every traitor will die. Because if you leave them alive, they will destroy what you're doing. Mark today's date and what I said. Once we commence our ground offensive, we will hunt every traitor and kill them immediately. They think we are joking. They will regret it. Once you have come to sabotage Biafra, you are a dead person walking. In our own time, we'll strike. Not now. Not now. God knows. When they least expect it, their death will come. And the last thing they will see before they die is our faces. Nigerian police cannot save them. When we commence our ground offensive, every traitor will be executed. Mark what I say, and when I say it, I don't hide when I say things. I say it in the open. The whole world is hearing. There will be no traitor that will see Biafra land. Both those living abroad and those living, we have what it takes to take them away. And they will be taken down. I said, all of them by none. Watch and see what will happen. As Barrister said, the devil went inside me, oh, please, oh, will not suffice. It won't work. God knows it won't work. We continue. Vice presidential candidate Tonya Yoruba of APC, All Progressives Congress, Professor Yemi Oshibanjo, who incidentally is a pastor as well. What is it with redeem? Redeem pastor. Yoruba. Ndioshi. After pastoring, he is now a vice presidential candidate because people said no to Muslim ticket. So they docked it and brought another useless, wretched Yoruba man. Those of you claiming you want Igbo presidency, do you think Yorubas will let you have that? You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. Jonathan was an accident because Yaradua died or they poisoned him. You know, Obasanjo is a coward. He believes in poisoning people. That's all he does. He will put something in the tea. They taught them now. They always learn all these things from white people. The best way to get rid of your president is not through the ballot box, but you can poison them the same way they poisoned Abiola and Abacha. They learned immediately. And they used black Americans to poison these two baboons. Black people are very, very funny. Black and this UG. Black and useless. Anything a white man was fielding questions, he said that Buhari, his master, will wipe away Boko Haram because he brought them in. He opened his mouth and said, I will make Nigeria ungovernable if I lose these elections. This he said in 2011. Yes or no? That is to show you how stupid black people are in Africa. Buhari said, I will make the country ungovernable. Boko Haram is, are they not making the country ungovernable? Did he not say that attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North? And attack against Muslims? People still are contemplating voting for this man as a president. And I ask myself this very question. Are you people human beings? The answer is no. I don't have regard for you, for monkeys. No wonder they gossip. I have no regard. Hey, Chineke, African people. It's a punishment now. I am suffering Igbo people and also black people at the same time. Your ignorance is what makes me sick. You can't reason. Look at Radio Biafra. They can see the equipment we are using today. It's only two, in fact. One and two. And the whole world on satellite can hear what we are saying. We did not wait for everybody. I don't wait for people to do things for me. I do things myself. I will do it myself. I will do it. There is nothing we cannot do. When I gave the idiots money at Enugu to build or to consolidate what we built on the ground, they converted all the institutions, all the men that I showed to them. To go and serve them. Once you're born a saboteur, you're a saboteur all your life. Once you were born, you remain Awosa Fulani forever. You will betray. That's how you know them. After all, everybody that led us astray, we are either born in the north or had something to do with northern people. Namdi Azikiwe, Zungeru, even Nzogo, Kaduna. All of them that failed us, they were born in the north. Are they not? Nzogu was a very brave soldier, but he was fighting for one Nigeria, not for Biafra, for those of you who are incapable of reasoning. Pastor Deboye, Onye Yoruba, I am glad that the APC eventually took my advice and saw the wisdom in not fielding a Muslim ticket for the That is all, that the two Muslims will. But there are Muslims living in America, and it's a Christian ticket in Britain, Christian ticket. The stupidity. I can't stop lamenting about how hopeless a black African is. It doesn't matter who is in power. As long as your policies are sensible, that is what matters. Not who you are. After all, I'm a Biafran. So I don't know how to discriminate. People should be judged on their own merit. Utuwa wala wanza tanahana aga yaya ni mokwa. It doesn't matter who you are. Once you make sense, we go with your suggestion. That is why everything that we do here is based on what people suggest. Some of you may come up to me and say, oh, they are asking us to pay. It was Mrs. Amaka Manebo from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. that phoned Radio Biafra 2 days ago and made a suggestion which people bought into. And the number to call, incidentally, if you want to be part of that, very 1,000 in Europe, in Africa, and also in America, is +1 or 0091, depending on where you are. +1 or 001 301 455 0460. That's the number to call. Then we'll tell you what to do. And then your name will go down in history. Muslim, Muslim ticket. Yobe Gwombe Bauchi come under Boko Haram attack, and rightfully so. Attacks in Yobe State today have added to a list of deadly attacks of the terrorists across the northeast of the zoo. A bus stop at Daku was bombed by the terrorists, leaving about 20 people dead and several dozens injured. A bomb blast followed at a packed central market in Bauchi State, which also led to several deaths and casualties. The killing will continue. And right now, we have received reports that Gai Dam in Yobe State is under attack of the terrorists. The zoo security forces have been unable to put any significant lead on the Boko Haram terror activities over the past 6 years of President Goodluck Jonathan's administration, and terror attacks have claimed over 100,000 lives in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Please continue the killing. Chukwu Abiyama knows what he's doing. No fewer than 120 illegal immigrants were repatriated by the Nigerian Immigration Service Enugu State Command in 2014. The comptroller, Mr. Bashir Ishmael, has said, Onyawosa, in Enugu. No offense meant. I don't know if it is why Enugu is always very shaky. Always. Too many Awosa people there. 120 illegal immigrants. There is a market at Ababwanike where Aruchuku people will sell Biafran people, and they will take them to that very place. Another very bad market, and then people from Zamfara in those days will come and buy us and sell us to the Arabs, and the Arabs will sell us to the Europeans. And our WhatsApp people are there. Every Enugu person should pray. Every Enugu person must pray. A very special prayer to Chukwu Abiyama. Don't allow the spirit of defeatism and sabotage to come inside me. Don't never allow me to be a traitor. Never allow me to be a traitor. They must pray. If you're from Enugu State, you must keep praying that Chukwu Abiyama don't allow you to be a traitor. Because Jim Wobo is from Enugu State. Is that correct? Do you know the senator that voted against Anambra being an oil producing state is from Enugu as well? Are you aware of that? Yes. Enugu people must pray. They must pray. Even the ex-prostitute says she has Enugu blood in her. You people should go and pray. Even the wretched vagabond we brought back from Malaysia is from Enugu State. You must pray. The so-called wretched women without husbands all over the place. They're from Enugu State. You must pray. Pray, because I know some of you are good. Some of you are good. You betrayed Nzogu at Nsoka. You allowed Nsoka to fall so easily without a fight, and you did not put up a fight to defend the Enugu, our capital. The Rangers did not fight at Enugu. Enugu fell within 3 months. You must pray. Say that the same way that I pray all the time, that Biafra war ended in my father's compound, and from there it will rise again. The same way I want Enugu people to also rise up and pray and say, because of what happened in the past, we must make sure we stand very strong until Biafra comes, no matter what it takes. You must do that. Very, very important. You know, people must know me. I don't run away from any issue. I don't. I call a spade a spade. That's all I say to people. After all, Theodore is from my village. So is Aguironsi. The wife is my aunt, Da Victoria. They did not do very well. They failed our people. And I say it all the time. Aguironsi was a failure. So now also is Theodore. I don't condone rubbish or evil, regardless of where it comes from. illegal immigrants being controlled by Onyawosa in Enugu, of all places. He spoke on Monday during the command's end-of-year party, said most of the illegal immigrants we are from Niger Republic, from Boko Haram territory, where Sanusi Lamido comes from. The emir of Kano is from Niger. They call it Niger in French. It is Niger in English. That is how stupid black people are. In French side, you are Niger. In Nigerian side, you are Niger. But the name of that very great river is Orimiri-Ogbaru. That's the name of it. Orimiri-Ogbaru, that's the name of it. They call it Niger. Maybe white people can come tomorrow and decide to call this place Boko Haram. Won't you answer? If these 100 British soldiers, if they come here now and decide to call all of you currently saying I'm a Nigerian, all you monkeys and baboons saying I'm a Nigerian, I'm a proud monkey, I'm a proud baboon. If British come tomorrow and say, you're from today, your name is now Boko Haram, I swear you will say yes. Because you are black, you are from Africa, and you are stupid. We continue our work. Am I lying in what I'm saying? Natwasi. I don't lie. Why would I? Niger Delta activist and executive secretary of the Nigerian National Summit Group, whatever that rubbish means, where there's no light or running water, Mr. Tony Uranta, gave an interview and he spoke about the security challenges confronting the zoo. He said, confronting the country. People say, I don't know, I will stop educating these idiots. He said, I am very happy we have used the word terrorists rather than the word insurgents, as it is being wrongly used by even some of our army officers, retired generals, because it sounds nice. The British say it. Insurgency, is sweet than terrorists. A bunch of bloodthirsty terrorists going about hacking people to death, and they call them insurgency. At least this one have learned from our teachings on Radio Biafra and have come out to speak. Animals in the zoo called Nigerians have cried out over the recent silent increment in the price of Dangote cement as the year runs to an end. According to an investigation by Daily Independent, a bag of cement now sells relatively for 2,000 naira per bag in most parts of the zoo, sparking an outcry from distributors and consumers of the product. In a move that has confounded the industry watchdog, distributors, developers, and buyers have kicked against the new price of Dangote cement, as the firm has silently increased the price of its product to 2,000 naira, in fact, 2,200 per 50 kg bag instead of 1,000 naira that he announced on November 3rd, 2014. They announced one thing and they even over double the price. They announced 1,000, it retails at 2,200. Going to show that you all are liars. The only way Dangote can get your attention is by lying to you. Because if he were to tell you that cement will sell at 2,200, you will not understand. The same way that Yoruba Pentecostal pastors will lie to you and you fall for it. Ndiyoshi, if you wave your handkerchief, people will fall down. Useless people. If you say, don't blaspheme, you are Antichrist. When you are the embodiment of evil, in a zooshi, in a private jet you're flying about. When Yeheshua was on earth, did he fly in private jet? He did not even go with a horse. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Muslims are now killing you and bottling your blood. The video is also there as well. I will have this thing posted on my Facebook wall in a minute. Muslim bottle Christian blood and sell it for $100,000 to other Muslim countries. The same way all of you in America and in Europe will say, I'm listening secretly, I don't want to come out. Maybe one day you can go and buy your mom or your dad's blood for 100,000 because Boko Haram is coming. And everything that ISIS does, Boko Haram copies. Go and watch them. The public beheadings, the suicide bombings, the brazen attacks, everything is the same. When they get to Enugu, which they will get to very soon, if they continue to behave the way they're behaving and not change, you can now, if you ask for your mom, if they say they have killed her, you then go to Istanbul and buy her blood from there and keep in your house in Germany or in England or in America. Any day you look at the bottle, you say, oh, that is my mom. Because you failed to act on time. I have been telling you people, we need weapons. We need weapons. When are we here? Any day they start killing you, then Ohanaeze will come and lie to you. You give them your money and they will eat it. And then you start complaining. And then saying, oh, we don't trust anybody anymore because you don't trust yourself. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news this very morning and our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are very, very strong. A lot of people are very good from Enugu, I must say. What I'm trying to say to them is to be on the lookout. Be on the watch. Don't allow evil spirit to go inside you. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't allow it to go inside you. Do not allow it to go inside you. This is Radio Biafra. Is anybody on the line? Does anybody want to speak? Somebody wants to speak. Thank you very much. Our lines are now open. The number to call, as always, remains the same. 0805-909-8137. And I don't know if our lines can actually cope. And our Skype lines are also open, I believe. I believe it is working. And that is Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Our phone lines are open. Our Skype lines are open. If you have anything to say, you must endeavor to say. Does anybody here have something to say? You've not even introduced yourselves this very morning. Please, you go ahead and do so.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is once again Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I am from Imo State, Ohaji, Ebema to be precise. Thank you, my wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Just like the director have just said, Dangote, some time ago, announced that cement price have been slashed down to 1,000 naira. And when they were asked, is it because of, is there any personal interest for them to slash down price of cement when somebody criticized them? They said no, that they did that because of Millennium Development Goal, that they want to support people to own their own house and all that. I'm so surprised and shocked to, which I'm into construction. Since they announced cement bags will be 1,000 naira, I have not bought one for 1,000.
I'm coming. You hold on to that or let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chukwudu Foma. I'm coming from Australia. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
And good morning, and good evening from here. Director, I want to thank Chukwudu Abiyama on your behalf, and I want to thank everyone there with you. Director, you said a lot of things this morning, but what really pick up my, draw my attention is when you talk about the belief of lying to our people that they went to African Union. And it brought to my attention of Masuk the other day of launching of a plate number. And plus all the lies that have been going on the everywhere you go against what we are doing. Because you are not alone, we are with you. Even if you are not physically with you, we are with you anywhere you go. You see, I will start with Musup. I want to draw attention to our people that they should know one thing. You see the plate number they launched, the African plate number, those things are a distraction from what we are doing. The point is, the Nigerian Punch, Yoruba newspaper, carried it in front of their newspaper. And that goes to tell you that it's a stunt. Because they have seen what we are doing. And it was weak and the agent of the Nigerian government, they tried to divert attention from people. to confuse some ignorant people who cannot reason. I will not use the word a fool because some of them doesn't know what they are doing. They are not, their eyes haven't been open well. So they use that to draw their attention, and then what happened? They give them license to be killed. They said, the Africans, I mean, this plate number, the Nigerian newspaper knows that it's a stone, they carry it in front of a punch, newspaper. And on the other side, working with Nigeria, they went to Africa, OAU is admitted, and advertised it on the newspaper, brand envelope, lying to our people, and our people are buying it. I don't know, Director. And some of us are just saying Biafra, 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 Biafra. Many of us are agents of darkness. Director, I mean agents of darkness. They are inside us, with us, sleeping with us, talking like we do, drinking, they're sharing the same food, sleeping together, but they are really agents of darkness. Every day I wake up, I give thanks to Chukwu Abraham and say, thank you, Father, because you accepted the prayer of our family and threw everything openly. Those who are pretending that they are with us, from the action, they actually expose themselves of who they are. And those in our midst thinking that, they are with us, without knowing they are working for their masters, expose as well. So, Director, I'm just using this opportunity to ask every meaning Biafra, who really wants Biafra to be restored in truth and honesty. Every morning, your prayer is, let Chukwu Abiam destroy those who are putting our standard to what we are doing. Yes, let them not live to see the next
they
day.
They can't see Biafra.
Chukwu Abiam destroy them. Let the ground open and swallow each one of them. When anything that can happen to them, let Chukwu Abiam let it start happening. Because this is our last opportunity to restore His kingdom. Otherwise, if we fail this time around, say bye-bye, we'll be gone for good. So, my dear friends, please stop listening to all these people gossiping. They have no meaning. Ask them what is their plan. Nothing. Some say there is no destruction, no election. How is it going to happen on your bedroom? You need arms to do that. You need to go out and blow the police station. Stop everything from not happening. That's how you do it. Are you going to do that from internet? People reason. Now people should reason. They don't reason. Anyway, the fact is, I believe the people who are reasoning are with us. Those who are the agents of the darkness and the servant of the agents of the darkness are the ones that are bringing us on, because they have seen what the Biafra will look like. And they tried everything possible means. Remember, Director, Satan, devil himself will not come down from hell to do this. He's going to use our people. You remember, anything that is good for you to get there, you must suffer, you must cross a lot of bridges. You must fight and fight and fight until you reach that destination. The other day you were asking, why are they killing us? The world are not doing anything. Because, Director, we are not serious. When we are serious, when we really, really want our freedom, want to be free, you know, that freedom, to be free, when that desire is burning inside us, if we come out, who are you afraid of? Katurera or Yoruba? We haven't had that desire, Director. When we really have that desire of being freedom, to be free, burning in us, we will say enough is enough, come out and regain our freedom. Nobody is holding us. We are our own problem. We, Director, we are our own problem.
Of course.
Nobody.
Not our Safulani.
Nobody. It's we. So, the world will continue to massacre us and the zoo will continue to kill us, and Chukwuebiam is letting those things to happen for us to come back to our senses. But the issue there is, the more he punishes us, the more we say, oh, we are comfortable. Oh, it's okay. It's better managing like that. We keep on increasing the pain. We can't even reason. We can't even sit down overnight and think, what is happening? I need to go back to my father. That's all we need to do. Think. Dear friends, think. Think with your brain. God already gave us a sense. Give us a brain. We are thinking like a tattoo rear. Those who have been ruling us for years here. We have started thinking like them, behaving like them, intermarriage with them, doing everything like them. We can't even think. All we are thinking is the best. Where can I get the? Where can I buy the best phone? Where can I buy the best imported cloth? We don't think of how can we make that best cloth. How can we design that best so people can buy, come and buy. Things are changing our way. I keep on asking everyone, please and please support Radio Biafra, IPOB, what we are doing. If RBA and IPOB is not genuine, I, Moabu Chukwu, their former, will not be here today. And I ask myself why I am doing this. Director, honestly, I'm not doing it for the fellow Igbo man, honestly. As you said, I don't give a damn, they should go and die in their stupidity. I'm doing it because of those who have died and because I have seen that it's Chukwu Abiyama and this is his kingdom. And I want to partake in it. And that is why I'm doing it. And finally, I'm doing it for my kids. Because I want to take them back from here to Australia and say to them, come to Biafra land. That job you will get in Australia, you will get it in Biafra land. Even better opportunity, better paid. So my generation will come back to Biafra. If I don't do that, my generation will be wiped off, regardless of you marry to a white man or you marry to a black woman. Whether you marry to your from the same village, once you die off, your kids have nothing, no connection to the land where you come from. You are finished. If you like, think that you have the best sense on the world, go and suffer. That money you say you don't want to spend, I will tell you how the money, you will spend the money. They will carry from home. The parents is sick. Your car damaged. Your house get burned. You have excess of bills. You spend all those money there. But if you take that money and put it into the God's project, you will not lack anything. Those things will not come to you. If you hold their money tight, you will lose that money by default. So it's better for you to do what? Give it out. Chukwu Abiyama created us to be a giver. Chukwu Abiyama created us to be a creator, to help one another. He will not come down to do it from heaven. For heavenly sake, we are talking about for election to come up. We are still talking about defense fund. It never even come to you that I need to defend my people. Do you think that we are, you know, director, sometimes I don't understand. They thought that we are begging. We are.
No, poor. God forbid. I'm not begging anybody. Beg you, Nechileke Bokonyo Work. Beg you for what? Beg you to defend your father's compound. You must be daft and foolish. How can we beg people? Beg them for what? Anybody or former thinking we are begging them, that person is a complete buffoon. How can we beg you to buy guns and bullets to defend your father's compound? I have to beg you. You are living in Canada. I have to plead with you. Oh, please now. We need to go and defend your village. Chireke, come on, they should go to hell. Please continue saying what you're saying. Ndibondiara. Go ahead and say what you're saying.
Yes, sir. They thought that we are poor. We are looking for money. I'm just laughing because I'm one of the people who wouldn't even give a damn if there is a Biafra or there is not. Because everything I want, I have it in life. I don't need anything. I don't need anything there than there. Only my parents and my two sisters. Which I can bring up any time. We are doing this because of the love we have to our people to restore, to have a dignity. And to understand that no matter whatever you have, no matter how much you have, no matter how rich billionaire or millionaire you are, it's where you come from. You can't go there and live freely among your people. you are poor. You have nothing to boast of. I will encourage everyone to join hands. Let's go and restore it. Don't listen to lies. Give this a try. RBA under our commander, Mazen Landikan of Common Fed us. Everything he said, he does it. He never deviates. He never has to be compromised, because that is what I want to hear. That he compromised. He never done any of those things. Any other thing, any gossip, show me evidence. People are talking about a transmitter. Nothing happens to a transmitter. When the time comes for a transmitter to work, it will work. When the time comes to show you a transmitter will be shown to you. There are things that are not meant to be discussed in public. There are some secret things. Only that sometimes, director, I do get angry with you. You do say a lot of things of secret things to the public, which I don't agree with you, but you are the commander-in-chief. Whatever you said, I support. But some of the information you are giving to them, I will not even give them to any of them. Because they're not supposed to know it. What you're supposed to know is what you have to know.
That is true. I agree with you.
Yeah. I will encourage you to continue. Chukwabiam is with you. Nothing will happen to you. But I'm calling every meaningful Biafra. Those that when they pray to Chukwabiam hears their prayer. Join hand. This is our last opportunity. Counter every motion. Any church you are going, no, you don't need to go, even go to church. Wake up in the morning. Pray. Attack these people. They are fighting against us. They are fighting tooth and nail to stop what we are doing. It's all our duty to fight them back. They are the agent of darkness. You see them floating with a different name, different Facebook account. They are all agents of darkness. They belong to different kingdoms, which some of you will understand. They live like us. They behave like us. You don't know who they are. They even go to church, praise Jesus Christ, they shout hallelujah like you do. But they are the agent of darkness. It doesn't matter who they are. You know them by their truth. I mean, you know them by the way they talk. You ask them questions, and they will not be able to answer you. You see them gather, using lies, day in and day out, making up stories that are untrue, just to cover up themselves. When you ask them a simple question, they cannot give you an answer. And they said to the director, we ask you a question, you don't answer us. I've been following the director since April 2012. Is it not the 29th of April 2012 when you started the short wave?
Of course.
There is no amount of question they have asked you, you haven't answered. I will bear you a witness. The only one she doesn't answer is a stupid questions that shouldn't be asked. That person that's asking that question supposed to have a common sense. And director, finally, I tried to get Imam Mezu. I don't like the Onwa is putting. It's not sexy enough to put a director Onwa. It doesn't sound too sexy to match your appearance. So I'm just saying it publicly. Onwa should remove it. Should look more sexy than to attach to that. Onwa, director, Onwa doesn't suit very well. That's my objection to the whole thing. But director, continue your good work. Nothing will happen. At the end, we'll be victorious. So I will encourage everyone. Have a determined mind. Put a coat. Resistance. Nothing will penetrate. Tick. Skin. When I mean thick skin. This thing is at hand. Everyone contribute for the defense funds. Remember, let me stand this. Remember, if there is no defense fund to get arms, we will not be able to deliver. Then, just know this. Director didn't tell us. It's we that spelled director. And it's we that failed ourselves. Then, at the end, you will say to yourself, I'm a failure because I didn't do the right thing. Remember, I will send this warning. Remember, very, very important. where we are today was the decision our people made in the past. Where will we be tomorrow will be the decision me and you made today.
That is correct.
If we want to see a better future, let's join hands and pursue this once and for all. Nothing is holding us.
Oforma,
the zoo has collapsed.
Oforma, hold on. I want to add to what you're saying. Very, very important and critical. There was something you said now that struck me. This mess we are in today is the fault of our fathers. They did not prepare on time. The handwriting was on the wall since 1945. They've been killing us. They killed us en masse in 1966. Our people came back from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North and they asked them to go back. The mess we are in today is because our parents did not do properly what they were supposed to do. They fought war gallantly. Yes, I agree. They fought and they fought very well. But preparation is also important. The way you prepare to go and meet your enemy is important. Your enemy cannot be, amassing machete, knives, everything, and you're going there with chaplet. It won't work. They will cut off your head. Our parents failed to prepare. And today, where are we? No Second Niger Bridge. Some of you don't know that No Second Niger Bridge is linked to the fact that we lost the war. We lost the war because we did not prepare. Not because Ojukwu did not give oil to Shell or give oil to BP. No! Look at Southern Sudan. They fought a war for 30 years until they became free and have some dignity. Please, Oforma, you have said something that I will preach with this very evening. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, and I like to want to say, yes, our fathers, they didn't prepare, and that is what cost us where we are today. And it's we have to change it. Somebody told me those days, if I didn't do it, my kids will be a mess. So I did it to set my family free. He said, look at them today. Everybody is living very fine, have their own home. I'm just pleading. Let us build the new home for us. The decision me and you are taking today will determine the life we will live. If we don't change anything, if we continue living the same way we are living, I'm afraid the future is not bright. The Hausa Fulani is already consuming us if they are not aware of that. And what pains me so much is, director, in that zoo, we are the largest population. But they use a divide and rule to divide us and make us minority.
That is true.
And some of our people, the politicians we talk about, they are hopeless because they pledge allegiance to the devil, to the Quran. So they can't do anything for us. We are on our own. So that is why it's very, very important. Yes, life is very hard, but remember, freedom is not free. You have to give up something little to gain something higher. If it is $50 it costs you every month for you to gain your freedom, have everything life meant for, why would you say no? Why can't you embrace it? If he says that if I have to come and volunteer for one thing for a year, that will help to bring the Afro. Why can't you do it? Who are you afraid of? Chukwuade already blessed you. The new Biafra will tell you one secret you don't know. If Biafra comes today, mark it in my world, the next 5 years, Dubai will not see the back of Biafra. We have to do the right thing. He's calling and we have to do the right thing. And now, director, now is the time for action. Now, but our people are sleeping. We want to repeat the same mistake. Until they come to our backyard, then they start shrugging us, then the whole border is already closed, then people will say, oh, where can we get arms? Get the money, go and get arms. Then it's too late. Now is the time for us to prepare. Nobody is holding us. All of them are afraid of us. For God's sake, your business, your house, nothing will happen to it. Biafra states, State of Biafra, United States of Biafra, we take care of all your property that is outside Biafra land. There is what we call the international law. Nothing will happen to your property if that is your, if that is what you are afraid of. Those who are having a buy, or those who have a shop buying and selling, you pack your goods, bring it back to Biafra land. Foreigners, we even come to work for us. Why are you happy to be a slave in another man's country? Winter minus 20 degrees, you come out to go and wash toilet. Our home, nothing like Vamo. Our land is beautiful. Let's go back, let's contribute. We have a little window opportunity. It's very, very late. It's becoming narrow every day. Narrow and narrow. If we miss it, kiss it goodbye. And if anybody comes to me and says this, I don't like anyone, but I will ask you to go again for permission for that specific reason. And I will do that person anything I like. Thank you, Director. This is all I want to say.
Thank you, Ofoma. Thank you very much. Let's take this very call before you go to those here. I'm coming to you in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good morning, Nadi. This is Chris from Italy.
Chris, what is your surname?
I'm from the Idemili South local government.
Idemili South?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm from Idemili local government.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the good work you are doing. I also just want to thank you to also Chukwuabiama to continue to guide you and to protect you. Until the dream of the average is fulfilled. The only thing I have to say is only that I just want to know how to contact one member that I will be rich just to make my own donation.
There is a number. Hold on a second. There is a number I will give to you. There is a number that I will give to you. That very number is... What is this number again? Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah. Just give me the number on my other phone.
+1, which is the code for USA. +1 301 301 455 455 04 0460 60 Yes, +1 301 455 455 0460 That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Absolutely correct. So you'll be one of those in Europe as well. Are you a secret listener? Are you part of the family?
I started listening 2 weeks ago, sir.
Okay, no problem.
I only started listening two weeks ago.
Okay,
no problem. I'll reach you later, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. People are coming out from everywhere, and this is mad. They are beginning to come out now. Those with us now are the good people, and we will take them right into Biafra land. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening, sir.
And good morning from here. Your name and where you're calling from.
This humble servant, excellent, calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, what is happening in Thailand to our people over there, those of them who are left in Thailand?
Yeah, we are, like I told you earlier, we are everything possible to see that our people went home, even until now, and in IDC, the protection camp, went in the morning to visit them, and at least 80-70% of people are now in Biafra land. So I'm happy about that. So from now to New Year, from now to 15th of next month, all of them will go. Because, you know, over here, Nigerian government did not do anything, so we are helping ourselves. The airline do take only 33 people each day, so that's how it is. But the reason why I call is because of the number. Before I could turn to Radio Biafra, they already called the number, so I think it's about the $100. I told you that I volunteer myself.
The number, once again, get a pen and paper. This very number, once again, is, if you bear with me, I will get it out, plus one, which is the code for USA, or 001, as the case may be, plus 1-301-455-0460. Do you know their time difference is a bit funny? 0460.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, we've lost him. Perhaps the connection is not that beautiful. Please go ahead. Brett, you were saying something before. Go ahead before we have too many people calling. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is once again Brett Chimeze Ishinwa. Like as I was saying before, Dangote announced some time ago that a bag of cement is now reversed from 2,000 naira it was before to 1,000 naira. We that are into construction have not bought a bag of cement for 1,000 naira before. And when he was asked if what he's doing is not political and all that, he says he's doing that because he wants a job based on the Millennium Development Goal thing. That he wants everybody to own a house and all that to encourage Nigerians to build. But my brothers and sisters all over the world, we've not bought a bag of cement for 1,000 naira before. Now, today, have risen the price of cement again to 2,000 naira. 2,200. I don't know who is deceiving again. This man have monopolized the market everywhere. All the sectors in Nigeria, in this zoo, this same Dangote of a man have monopolized everything. The rice, the salt, the sugar, the juice, cement, salt, name them. All the sectors have been monopolized by this same man. Our people need to... Okay. Okay.
We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I'll come back to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. You will continue and finish before I take another caller. Okay. I do apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that our people, Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world, we should wisen up. We should take our freedom now before it's too late. Every sector in this zoo is monopolized. Even the people that sell fufu. You can't, if you want to go to market, you don't just go to market to buy fufu and brings to market.
You meet the fufu
you
association.
You meet a fufu association.
All of you on Skype, stay where you are. The two callers on Skype, remain on where you are. Don't disengage. I'll come to you, Amy, and also Alex Oba. Stay where you are. I'll come to you. Please continue.
Yes. You need to meet the fufu association. If you go to market and bring in fufu, the tax force will impound that your fufu and it will get spoiled. Likewise, vegetable. You can't bring in vegetables to the market. What all the things? So even Gary, what am I trying to say? They do these things to control the market pricing, so that somebody cannot just go to maybe go to bush market to get Gary at the cost of 1,000. Now he decides to make 100 naira out of it and go back to market. No, they will tell you to sell that Gary. Maybe you get that Gary for 1,000. They will want you to sell it at the cost of 2,000 naira. So that the price in the market will be general.
Your or price, they chase you away from the union.
Exactly. Or they chase you away from the union. Everywhere, my brothers and sisters, we are being checkmate everywhere. And this sentence, if you put these things down, likewise the police, the other day we were traveling, two aged men, which these men are Biafrans, a young Hausa guy, kneel them down on the main road. Why they are
and
two
they
hands,
raise
are
their
up.
Hands up.
They raise their two
kneel
hands up.
Down and put up your hands. What a global nyawosa of anti-terrorism counter-terrorism unit. Is that correct?
CTU.
CTU. Yes. Counter-terrorism unit. Doing terrorism work in Mbudi.
In Mbudi. There is no suicide bombing in Biafra land. They live where things are happening. People are dying every day. Suicide bombing every day to come down to Biafra land to do counter-terrorism unit. Dear friends and sisters, our brothers and sisters all over the world, we should take our freedom by force. Freedom is not given. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. And the time now is very, very close to 6 minutes to 10 a.m. in the morning here in Biafraland. I don't know what is happening to our Skype line, if it is playing up or not. I don't know if there's anybody else here that has something to say. Then you will say it. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze. I want to say something about those who said they are not slaves in this contraption called Nigeria. I will give you an instance about what they are doing to our people, and that of this vagabond called Dangote. My father did some cement to some extent. One of our brother called from Lagos and said that Dangote says cement is now 1,000 naira, that he wants to buy 100 bars so that he can be able to do something for his building at home. I asked my father. My father said they themselves that they are a kind of distributor, have not bought cement for even 1,500 naira. So how come the man announced that cement is now 1,000 naira? All these things are deceit. Now, if you are not slaves in this country, why is it that you will import everything from Lagos? Obasanjo puts customs almost every 20 kilometers. So when they clear something from the wharf, just take a look at reason this thing logically. You clear their goods from the wharf via the same customs. Now, he puts customs checkpoints almost every 20 kilometers from Lagos to
Igboland.
To Igboland, you will see nothing less than about 5 customs. All of them must extort money from you, and when you refuse to stop, they will kill you, and nothing happens. You say you are not slaves. Dangote alone is using Calabar Seaports. Now, he imports everything that you are using, and he decides the price that he will sell to you, and you say you are not slave. You import electronics, you pay for it. Go to Alaba. Now, from Computer Village, when you are leaving Computer Village to join the express, there is a police that is here to collect money from you when you are coming out from Computer Village. But when you are going in, there is no police to collect money from you. And you say you are not slave. I travel Nigeria. Why? Because of the IT job, because of the IT work that I do. I have seen a lot of things. If you have an IT project and you are a Biafran, not an Igbo, because there are some Igbo people that are born by Hausa people. So it is somehow easy for them to get mini projects, the ones that Yoruba people say, I give to this my slave to do. Or the Hausa person say, give to this my slave to do. So if you are not a Yoruba person, no big IT project for you. I have spoken on this radio about 3 big projects that I was supposed to handle, one at an NPC, one at Federal Ministry of Health, and the other one for an insurance company. It wasn't given to me just because I'm not a Yoruba person or Hausa person. Yet you say you are not slave. I will leave you by this. But one thing I want you to ponder on. If you say you are not slave in this country, I wouldn't know why they would charge you differently. Both in your buildings at Lagos, the one you have at Abuja, and they will charge other people, or even they do not pay anything at all. I wouldn't know the reason why you would be given a particular place to develop at Lagos. After some years, they will charge you hell in form of tax and even driving you away and give you another swamp and they say you are not slave. I wouldn't know why you would be deported from all parts of Nigeria and say you are not slave. Think twice. My name remains Iwuala Chibueze. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Does anybody else have something to say? Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name remains Madabuchi Anyonwe. Aka, a.k.a. Akrika Biafra. I remain a commando. It is better for me to die like a Biafran, as a Biafran, than to remain slavery in this country called Nigeria. If I want to speak, I will speak like a soldier. I believe in the three R's, but we haven't even seen any of them. They say reconciliation, rehabilitation, and reconstruction. That is where the three R's base in ending of the civil war. They say no victory, no vanquish. But we call it slogan, no victory, no vanquish. Now, I remember one idiom said by Atuzie. I will speak it in Igbo. Atuzie kwuru si, nnụnụ chifuru n'ụtụtụ si ofia ya ka chifu. Mgbe chi jere, anyị ga-amụ ebe ọ ga-abanye. Onwero, we can never even wait a Yoruba man or Hausa man to bring Biafra for us. This time, it is a pity for me to see some people returning home in the name of Christmas. But myself, being a Biafran, I have nothing to celebrate as Christmas unless I got Biafran independence. I greet you people once again. Anywhere you are now, remember that you are a Biafran. If you don't want it, time is coming. Whether you believe in Benin or you must believe in Aburi. This is what I said. I want all the Biafran commandos to be at alert. We are going to celebrate Christmas, but that will be in Biafra land. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm Maudiwe Chidebere. I'm from Enugu State. If you are still having difficulties in getting Radio Biafra on satellite, please, rescan first. First of all, go to blind scan and scan it again. Some frequencies will still get it because some has what we call repondent that will bring it back. But if you are not, change the frequency from 12216 to 12335. Then rescan it, you will get it. It is easy and simple. Tell your friends, if you are listening to tuning through the apps, tell your friends they are having difficulties that it's easy. We are not off. Radio Biafra, some people are still asking whether Radio Biafra have abandoned them. They are not speaking again on satellite. They are not getting on satellite. They are not getting on radio. You have to do rescan. It's still simple. Just that we upgraded to a higher frequency that is better. It's so that the cracks will stop. All those things that are disturbing during the broadcast will stop. That's why we move to a better frequency. So I'm urging you to tell your friends to come up. Then this to Enugu people. If you know you are from Enugu, and you still believe in Biafra, it's high time you come out and join the Biafrans. Because if you're not, the best thing for you to do is go and buy your coffin and dig it so that when the time comes, you just bury yourself by yourself so that nobody will bury you. Or the vultures will eat your meat. Come out now. If you don't come out now, don't ever think of coming out. Biafra is here. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you and well spoken. I like people who are resilient. I like people who are strong. I have a caller also on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, my director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name, please, and where you are calling from.
Yes, director. My name is Oliver Mudu, and I'm calling you from London.
From London.
United Kingdom.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, my director, once again, I want to thank you for all the job you're doing. You're doing great. We are behind you. I just want to ask you a question, director, this morning because of the headlines you gave to us.
Go ahead.
My question for us is, who trained the Boko Haram fighters?
Honestly speaking, they are Nigerian soldiers. They are Hausa Fulani Nigerian soldiers that crossed over to the other side. Those of them that served under Buhari and under Babangida, because Buhari made it very, very clear that they want the Emirates back from the clutches of Jonathan. They couldn't get it back because it is an apostasy for a non-Muslim to govern a Muslim. So that is the problem. It was Nigeria that trained them. The zoo trained them.
Okay. My director, the reason why I'm asking this question is because of one of the things you read. The British are planning to send some soldiers to go and train the zoo soldiers in the zoo. The British has always been there, even before the establishment of Nigerian Defense Academy, which is in Kawo, Kaduna. I know when they were there. I know when they left. Now they want to go back again to start training them. What I want to say there is, if they like, if the British like, they can move the entire Sandhurst, which is their military training academy in London here, they can move the entire Sandhurst to the zoo. That will not make any difference. What makes a good soldier? Sometimes it's not because of the training you receive. The training is okay.
Yes.
I'm not saying the training is not okay. But when the time comes, you have to use your brain. And the Biafrans have been blessed with that brain that will guide them. Boko Haram fighters are little boys picked from the street. Apart from the Nigerian soldiers that have moved over to them, the Islamic soldiers that have moved over to them, majority of them are Shu Shiners.
That is correct.
Picked from the center of the street.
Without training.
Out with AK-47
rifles. Without training. No training whatsoever.
With no training whatsoever, these scavengers, all they be told is, go and fight. They have dedication. They have everything it takes. Their belief that this is what they're going to fight for Allah, and Allah is going to give them 7 virgins, and they're going to inherit whatever promise that they have been told. That is all that is leading them. This is why they are standing against the might of the Federal Republic of Israel. So, the size of Britain is going to move their entire military base to the zoo. It doesn't give me any problems at all. All we need is the money we are asking for to be able to secure for ourselves the hardware, the equipment we need. The soldiers are on the ground and there are more. Our people are blessed with very good sense. Once the Biafran accept to do something, they do it better than even anybody at all. So our problem is not training. They can spend all the money they have in training. When the time comes, like you have promised them, they are going to have to handle the best soldiers in the world. We are very innovative. When we want to do something, we do it to the best of our ability. If it is a bad thing, we go to the worst end. If it is good, we also know how to do it. So let them spend their money, keep spending their money. Of course, this is another way of siphoning their funds and bringing them to London here.
Of course.
So that is not a problem. The people that are fighting for how many years now that they cannot defeat are riffraff children who were given ammunition to go and help them. There's no... The Boko Haram and the Nigerian soldiers now, if you put them together, they will run over the zoo being Lagos within 2 weeks. It is just that these people, they are concentrating in the areas they want to Islamize first. And Buhari, who is their chief now, is going to take over, and so he's going to give them more funding. Or if he's not going to give them more funding, he's going to allow them to... Anyway, he said he's going to Islamize the whole country. He's going to do it. And our people are there now preparing for the so-called election to go and vote him in again, forgetting that it's not long ago this man did all the things he did. If it was in this country, this man would be hiding. He wouldn't even come out in the street to speak. But now he is going to rule them again. It is not happening. So why I'm calling my director is we shouldn't lose sleep over these training. See, the ones Russia can even... When we fought the First Civil War, the whole world was on us. They did not even train them. They came with all their men and equipment. And it lasted for 3 years because our hands were tied behind our backs. Right now, we are able and we are all over the world. We can even start it from here. If you give us the order, we can start it from here. Britain is not safe right now. They are standing on one toe because Boko Haram is threatening them right in London here. This is Christmas time. People have been warned to be very careful because of what they are planning. So they are not safe themselves. Our people should not worry about whatever Britain is going to do for them, that is not a problem. All we need to do is gather our homes together, get what we need to get. The soldiers will come when the time is ready. You just give the order, and the director, believe you me, you will not be able to handle the surge of people who have anger in them. The children of those people, they're murdered in cold blood, are now looking for vengeance. And like you said, we are going to be more deadly, more ruthless than Boko Haram when the time comes.
Of course, man.
Anybody who wants to hear should hear it and do something now before it starts. Because when it starts, we are going to be more deadly. Thank you, my director. God bless you and the entire Biafran people.
Thank you very much and well spoken. And Mechukwa Biama also bless you. We are going to raise the very finest. We may not have money nor resources, but anything we do it very well. There is no group of people on this earth who can do what we have done with next to nothing. We are on air, CHK 97.6. We are on satellite, Amos 5, on Darsat, on Eutelsat, on Arab Satellite. And we are online at the same time. Anytime we want to do something, we do it very, very well. We are the only institution that Biafrans have all over the world. We are the only one standing and preaching this very gospel. By we, I mean the indigenous people of Biafra. And as my deputy will say, all men and women of goodwill. Ndiezigbo mmadu. Criminals, anytime you want to know how bad somebody is, they come to us and they disappear. Our dear brother Chibike wrote very movingly on a particular thread yesterday. He said, five people will go and gather together and say, we want to have a unity meeting. There's only five of you. Benin City is greater than them. Some people are running about opening Facebook pages. Only Biafrans, I did not say Edo, I said Benin, that we assembled in 1 hour is greater than all of them all over the world. You want to say you want unity meeting. You want to unite with IPOB. Instead of you to come and join and do what we are doing, you want to unite. There is a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me for the last time? Can you hear me? No. I was talking to the person on Skype saying the caller on the phone. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. You are very lucky. You are our last caller today. Please, your name and where you are. The line is giving us problems.
My name's Chidiufu Madako.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Chidiufu Madako. And I'm from Njoba local government in Imo State. I'm calling from Sharjah, United Arab Emirates.
From Sharjah in the UAE. I stayed there. When I was there, I stayed in Sharjah, I think. I stayed there. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. I want to say thank you for what you're doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. And we pray for that Chukwa Biama will continue to strengthen you and to help the people who have not seen the good work you are doing, and that you are doing it for us to be free. So we really thank you. And here in UAE, I need to get the number of the coordinator here, because I have not been able to get in touch with them. So I want to get in touch so that I can join the family.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
I think the name of our coordinator in UAE is Ike Ikechukwu. Ike Ikechukwu, okay, is his name. Ike Ikechukwu is also on Facebook. And as I'm announcing him, in fact, what you need to do
is to also call the number that every other person calls, which is the number of our number in the USA. And then some Ikechukwu, they hosted me when I was in the UAE, and he's a very good man. He doesn't move, he doesn't shake. They can inbox him all they like, all these vagabonds, but he doesn't move. Okay?
Okay. Okay, sir. I'll be coming to Biafra land by New Year. So I would like to.
I am here, and when you come here, you will see me. I'm here.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That brings us to the end of our program this very morning. We thank you for having listened. And those of you that are still calling, we are sorry. We can no longer take calls because we have come to the end of the program today. Please tell people if they ask you. If somebody says, I can't receive Radio Biafra any longer on satellite, please tell them to go to, is it 12335? 12335, our new frequency, better and new frequency. Thank you very, very much for listening to us. As always, Biafra is my religion. And here too is where I worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama will bless, guide, sustain, keep and nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Ekekereligwenowa will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from here in Biafra land, it is good morning. All here.